Welcome to Diary of an Eccentric, where we will go into the bizarre. This is going to be a short podcast, maybe my last podcast. I'm just going to bear it out. I'm in a catch-22. I'm in a place I've been in for 6 years. I have been granted a life with disability and been given a trailer. All of a sudden, the community, the whole town, decided to gaslight me out of town and call me crazy. They go around making threats about chopping off my penis and possibly hunting me down once they throw me out in the cold. I hear rumors instigated about my ex wanting to have me done away with or harvested in order to get her back child support money, which I gotta say, you know, my back child support money, that's an interesting thing. I had no representation in the court when it was set, and I was already being given gaslighting problems everywhere I went, which started, interestingly enough, when she lost interest in me and wanted me out of the family. And I was able to get no job because no job would take me. It was set up and orchestrated that way. It was set up and orchestrated to get me onto SSI and then push me to a place where I had, according to this society that's after me, and I'm not going to name names or talk what it's about, but in order for them to get me to a point of hopelessness where I had nothing and could therefore be victimized. So if it happens, well, this is a last will and testament to the world, and hopefully not, because I want to keep going on. And people will be able to easily figure out where I'm at and where I've been at without the lies. So, anyway, I just wanted to say, it's a beautiful world. Keep on fighting for it being beautiful. People just don't like my politics, and it's mostly the Republicans. But you know what? They're in a self-defeating cult of absolutes, and everything has to be absolute or else punishable for a Republican. And they are as bad. Let's just say it's tyrannical for either party to enforce their absolutes. It's a religion of absolutes, and it's disgusting. But that's not saying anything about people. I'm going to leave it at that, and you have a good night. One more thing before I end this podcast. I've been working where I'm at for a year as a gratuity to stabilize my mental health. They had little help, and they wanted to see if it was worthwhile training me. It's just some maintenance around the place. And then about In the start of summer, they started a campaign on me, this community. Campaign of trying to make me feel miserable, trying to make me jealous of everything they had and got and did, and oh look, you're not having any of it. And then it got to the end of winter, right about where we're at in February, and every day is a threat, a gaslit threat from everybody, everywhere I go. Somehow the community got a whole bunch of weird rumors going about me, things that aren't true to make everybody uncomfortable about me. And so the catch-22 is, they caught me at an inopportune time. I don't have a car yet. Can't go anywhere. Can't take the goods that I bought the 6 years that I've been here with me. Can't do anything with them. My father, who's disabled, bought me a fridge and had it shipped here, a $650 fridge. I can't do anything with that. I can't sell it. I can't do nothing with it. They're not giving me time. They're telling me they're going to have eviction lawyers and police and other things. They've got neighbors next door to me that keep making rumors up about their little girls, their teenage girls, and I'm just like, no, I've been minding my own business. When they come around giggling, you know, I either don't say nothing, or once I was drunk and I said kick rocks. Ooh, that made them mad. They were gonna knock on my door in the middle of the night, and I'm just like, nope. I know who you are, kick rocks. And all in the spirit of fun, I've been keeping, you know, they've been insulting for more than half a year. And in the spirit of fun, I keep saying things that are, I don't know, insulting back, but theirs is in the spirit of hatred. They just, somebody here doesn't like me. I don't know why. But here's the catch-22. Is I would be homeless. I would be homeless, and there's a freeze going on. It's unsustainable. People are freezing on the street. They have to live on the street. I don't have the kind of credit, because my credit's been ruined by the child support issue, to get housing. I don't make the kind of income. You have to have three times the amount of that rent in order to have a house or an apartment. I don't make that kind of money. I couldn't if I wanted to. I'm a very smart man. I have a lot going for me, but if people take it away, I have nothing going for me. And that's my issue. Is that the police are in collusion with this, and they have been since I was a teen. And I won't go into it here or why. But there's also, you know, other people, politicians I might have pissed off with my opinion or my lack of, I don't know, direction in life. But my lack of direction in life is directly trying to run away from these very same type of people that are trying to give me problems. And now they want to say they want to give me no options but either this or go into a hospital, and they say and are threatening constantly to have me lobotomized. And I can't have that. Would you allow that? They say they have power of attorney over me somehow. That's completely illegal. There's no way me being a sane man that tries to do his best to take care of himself needs lobotomized when I don't go out and do or say anything in the public to disturb it. I don't know. So I'm going to have to insist on my rights, and I hope I dig in and don't let them win this ascendancy over me, which is trying to shut me up forever, whoever these people are. But, you know, they keep threatening me, don't ever say anything. But if I don't ever say anything, they'll push me off the edge of a cliff into the sea and say, well, we thought you were going to say something, so don't know what to tell you. So at some point, I have to say something, even though I really don't want to implicate anyone. I still have to say something, because my life is valuable, and so are the lives of my children. With that, I'll see you later, hopefully. Diary of an Eccentric, Not a Madman.